The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the studio gym where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Monday. It's the beginning of a new week. We're starting out with great shows this week. We've got some great things planned for you. You're not going to want to miss an episode of Superhuman Radio this week. First hour today, we're going to be talking with Rob Regish. He is the author of The Blueprint. He's got some new tips to help you advance in your progress. We're going to be talking about today. And later in the show, we're going to have Marshall Brain on. Marshall was the guy who came on my show, it was probably maybe 4 months ago, and we did the show on the razor blades that you should be using to shave with. It was a very popular show. Marshall is the host of the National Geographic Channel show Factory Floor, and also was the founder of the website How Stuff Works that was eventually sold to the Discovery Channel. And this guy knows everything about everything, and we're going to have some fun talking about antiperspirants versus deodorants. Which one should you be using? Is there a downside to one over the other? So we should have some interesting stuff to discuss today. Just want to remind everybody that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted at Anabolic Minds. Anabolicminds.com is the place to go for all of your information about diet, nutrition, training. By going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the forum link, you will be transported to the Superhuman Radio Forum, where all of you superhumans can gather and share information. Check it out, anabolicminds.com. Okay. We had him on the show once before, got a lot of good positive response, and we've got Rob Regish on the show again today. How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing terrific. How about you, Carl?
Very good, very good.
Good. Listen, before we get going, you may hear a little bit of background noise. I have my son, Nicholas Maximus, with me today.
Cool.
And, he's out here living large in the pool, so apologize in advance, but I'll do my absolute best. It's great to be back, and thank you for having me.
And it's nice to see that you can work and still be an active father. I applaud you.
Yeah, it's the best of both worlds. You know, I'm doing something I love, and I get to spend time with my son. And
with someone you love.
Absolutely.
There you go. All right, well, listen, Rob, first of all, I have been talking about intermittent fasting on this show for many years now, the benefits of it, the insulin sensitizing effects of it, the repartitioning effects of it, and the anti-aging and longevity effects of it. And you seem to have embraced intermittent fasting also, haven't you?
I really have. I first came across intermittent fasting, if you will, in 1999, when, at the time, T-Mag published an article interviewing Ori Hofmeckler, who I'm sure you're familiar with.
Yeah, he's been on the show several times.
Yeah, it was a two-part article, if I recall, and I was absolutely fascinated with it. Why? Because it challenged everything that I knew. Everything that we've been taught says that you must eat high protein every 2 to 3 hours or your muscle will disappear, right? Well, I further knew from the interview that there was opportunity to use freeform and other amino acids to optimize the hormonal response and the insulin sensitivity that you spoke to earlier.
Right.
So as I began to experiment with it, I was just absolutely floored with the benefits.
Okay, so give me an example of how you experimented with it and what the end result, the protocol that you designed was.
Okay, now, as I started, what I found was after about a one-week break-in period, the hunger during the day diminished greatly. And further, there were points during the day, I think, due to the catecholamine release and so forth, I felt borderline euphoric.
Yes, I found that too at fasting. And actually,
yeah.
You know what I've equivocated it to? Anybody who knows anything about automobiles, I'm talking about a naturally aspirated engine with a carburetor, you know that when you're trying to find the right fuel-air mixture, there's a point where you have the exact right fuel-air mixture, and if you continue to lean it out, the engine starts to race, which is counterintuitive. You're cutting back fuel and you're adding more air. Why would the engine race? Well, the same is true of the body. When you go into a fast, there becomes a point in time where the body is now being demanded to operate on less, that you almost become euphoric and exhilarated and energized from it.
Yes, and you know, it was all there, everything that he spoke to and more. For example, he cited the fact that when hawks are trained to hunt and kill, they're done so on an empty stomach, and thus their eyesight and other senses sharpen up. Mm-hmm. I noticed the same. You do become a little more agitated and grumpy. You know, people should understand and respect that fact because your loved ones, they're going to notice.
Right.
However, there are benefits in such. The one downside I found is this. I have ectomorphic leaning tendencies. And as such, ectomorphs, or people with ecto tendencies, will lose, in my opinion, they'll lose muscle if there is not appropriate nutrient intervention. And this is where the optimal use protocol was something that I refined over about 5 years. So I began to toy with various amino acid combinations during the day. It was very expensive, much worked. I consulted all of the works of Dr. Mauro DiPasquale, and also Dr. Connolly, who I was not in contact with at the time. And ultimately today, through some of the latest research and also a tip that you dropped on the last show, I have arrived at a protocol that I think, or I know rather, not only preserves lean body mass in the face of that caloric deficit or fast, but coupled, you know, with the appropriate training, will actually build muscle tissue.
While burning fat.
Yes, sir. And conventional wisdom says this should not be possible because the building materials are not around to do so. However, you need only look back to the 1950s, circa Vince Gironda's era.
Right.
When true drug-free muscle was being built, where he was employing nutrients, the building blocks of protein, amino acids, via liver tablets without the calories. And he was building muscle and stripping fat simultaneously.
Right.
So essentially what I have done is married the best concepts of the past, the present, and a few tweaks, creative tweaks that I've made based upon my assumptions and input from Dr. Connolly, which has been invaluable.
Right, right. Okay, so is this actually going to be in the new book, the next version of the Blueprints?
It's already in there, and it is a huge, huge reason why people are experiencing the results that they are. Let me give you just, let's take three examples, and these are by no means, exceptions to the rule. This
right.
is typical of what's being reported. Example right. number one, Skia, 123, from bodybuilding.com. He is from Greece. At the end of 2.0, his squat was 330 pounds. End of 3.0, 400 pounds. Dips with added weight went from 95 at the end of 2.0 to 150 pounds at the end of 3.0. In
wow.
addition, he added 3.5 centimeters to his chest, 2.5 to his arms, 1.5 kilograms overall, and lost a full 5 centimeters from his waist. To quote him, the change in the mirror is obvious. Blueprint 3.0 works damn good.
Wow.
Matter, 2003, set 4 consecutive PRs in 1 workout. He began squatting in the high 300s, and in 1 workout, nailed 445 pounds for 6 reps. Bottom line, his squat increased 65 pounds in 4 weeks. I picked up his latest post this morning. He still has a workout or two left to go in phase 2 of the blueprint. And he literally said, my strength gains are scaring me. Final example, Night Owl 70. Example 3. Here we have a classic ectomorph hard gainer, and it really speaks to what people can expect if they are such and jump into the blueprint. He's saying, I'm 6 feet, started blueprint weighing 145 pounds. On his first run, he was up to 160 at his heaviest. Quote, my quads and hams exploded in size. I'm talking like 2 inches in a few weeks, and it was pure muscle. I recommend the blueprint to any ecto lifter who has difficulty gaining weight. It will change your life no matter what training methods I'm using. I'll use famine, feast, and adaptogens until they knock me in the head and plant me in the ground. Strong words, wow. But they're not mine. They're not mine.
And these are typical. These are typical of the feedback that you're getting about the blueprint.
They really are. I mean, knock on wood, there are always aberrations. But I have not seen any quote-unquote negative feedback on 3.0 yet. But you know what? If there is, Carl, I will welcome it. There was on 2.0, and I used it to make it better.
Right, right. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about a term that you have been coining called caloric zigzagging. I want to understand it better. We're talking with Rob Regish. If you want to learn more about the book, The Blueprint, you can go to bodybuildingsupplements.com and learn more there. We'll be right back with more Supremo Radio.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. Wisechoicemedicine.net. CanSee eye drops. The name says it all.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. From the most advanced supplement company on the planet, Primordial Performance, comes the new Andro series. Andro Lean is a thermogenic aid that will promote lipolysis and incinerate body fat. Andro Mass creates explosive gains and is highly anabolic. Andro Hard will turn your muscles into granite hard stone while increasing sex drive and maximizing strength. The Andro series represents the most advanced delivery systems available anywhere. These are non-methylated and completely liver safe and non-toxic. Buy one or stack all of the new Andro series products today at PrimordialPerformance.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Jumping higher, left and more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Oh, yes. Just want to remind everybody, we have some coupon codes out there that are still active. The Age Forces Testo 100 Testosterone Boosting Transdermal Patch, and for the Age Force Pre and Post Workout Patch, you can find those coupon codes on the front page of SuperHumanRadio.com. Just look for the banner ads. And there's also one there for the Age Force Growth Hormone Patch. Don't forget, this patch actually has 25 milligrams of somatropin in it. This is not a growth hormone boosting pack. This is actual growth hormone in a transdermal patch. Go to SuperHumanRadio.com today to learn more. Okay. My guest this hour is Rob Regish, author of The Blueprint. How many blueprints are there? 2.0, 3.0?
We're up to 3.0 now. Okay. And I'm sorry, did you ask how much it cost? Or?
No, I was going to get to that next. What does it cost to sign up to get a copy of The Blueprint? And do you have to buy each one separately, or do you get them all together? How does it work?
No, new customers to The Blueprint will receive both 2.0 and 3.0 when they order. So they're going to have everything that they need, Carl, in one shot.
Before we get on to nutritional caloric zigzagging, is it recommended that you start at 2.0 and work your way up to 3.0? If you're an advanced lifter, can you just start at 3.0 and go?
Not really. 3.0 will do for you whatever you'd like. As I spoke to earlier, it will cut you to ribbons. It will bulk you while keeping you lean. Or its stated purpose, recomp. And you can, and I do, when I customize programs for people, if they're not so inclined to do it themselves, I weave parts of 2.0 and 3.0 together to make a more effective package.
Gotcha. Okay, explain, and how much is it again?
3.0 is $50. If you look at it, though, in the context of, you know, what you're getting for your money, and I'll go into that later, it is a steal. And I think my guys, Matter 203 had this to say: if he priced this at 10 times what it is now, it would still be a bargain.
Yeah. Okay, now let's talk about the concept of caloric zigzag. What do you mean by a caloric zigzag?
Well, first things first, it's not my concept. It's really a concept from the past. But caloric zigzag simply refers to varying your caloric levels based upon your energy output for the day. If you look back in time, caloric zigzags go back decades. But what I did in the process of creating 3.0 was I took a look at the status quo, and the status quo is this. If you have your typical trainee will be flatlined, let's say, or they decide they're too chubby at 3,000 calories a day, they then decide to diet on 2,000 calories a day. Okay, you will lose weight for about 3, perhaps 4 weeks. At that point in time, you will hit the dreaded plateau. Why? Your metabolism has slowed down to match your new energy intake. It's like landing a plane. The lower you go, the less room you have to maneuver. What we do instead is that we match energy intake, caloric intake rather, to energy in output for the day. I reached back in time to the old Metrics publications, circa 1993.
Right.
I don't know if you recall, but there was a little white pamphlet that came with each of the base and plus canisters and later the boxes. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember them.
Okay. It was a very simple caloric zigzag, I believe, between 100% of maintenance calories and 70%. What I did was polish those up and modify them such that they fit within the blueprint shell, dovetailed with the training, and then consulted Dr. Connolly on nutrient signaling. Because if you look at the strict calories in, calories out model, it's not working. Let's be honest, obesity, adult onset diabetes is exploding
right
in the population. And the AMA's recommendations of eat 3 square meals a day, lower your calories, take your glucose meds, and do your cardio is not working. Rather, Dr. Connolly feels strongly, and I agree, that it is not total caloric intake that determines your overall body mass index, but rather nutrient signaling coupled with some modification, zigzagging of your calories.
Right.
So we use very specific graduated caloric decrements in 3.0, and you will never, never train with less than what you need. And most importantly, you get what you want right when you need it the most, which is intra-workout in the form of a very specific intra-workout drink that I have formulated.
Now, is this drink something that people can blend at home when they get the recipe from the blueprint, or is it something they have to buy a product for?
It's something that you do have to buy some specialized products for. For example, we spoke of Emilio Pectin's last
right.
show.
Sure.
That is one such example. Hydrolyzed whey or caseinate for the di and tripeptides, that's another example. And there are probably a half a dozen specialty ingredients, I'll call them, that the user may want to include if so inclined. So the bottom line is they get the recipe for what I call the quote-unquote formula. And unless Dr. Connolly can bring the original genuine article, Progenics Recovery Drink, back, and right. I know he'd like to, but it's the next best thing.
The closest thing to it. Okay.
Yes, sir. I receive absolutely outstanding feedback. However, you know, let's give credit where credit is due. Nothing can touch Dr. Connolly's Progenics original
right.
recovery product.
So, you know, the more I hear about the blueprint, the more I realize that it is much more than just a guide to how to train, but it's also a guide to how to supplement and how to feed your body around this training. Because the reality is that we all know that 20% of what you do is the stimuli in the gym, and 80% is what you do outside the gym, which encompasses nutrition, supplementation, of obviously rest as well.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and you touch on a point that's near and dear to me. You know, if you are going to forego drugs, and that being Schedule 3 anabolics or what have you, you are therefore left with nutraceuticals or supplements. There is only one place where a nutraceutical or a supplement can have a drug-like impact, and I would propose that that place is intra-workout, where blood flow is elevated no less than 400%. The studies support that. Insulin can be stimulated, your body's most anabolic hormone, etc. The second point I'd like to speak to is what you said. Diet, I think we were discussing earlier. People will put different numbers on this, but obviously diet is huge, right?
Right, right.
So here's a great example of, you know, if you're signing up for the Blueprint Army, there are things not found in the blueprint that are found amongst our family that will help you. And in the interest of helping people, whether they are interested in blueprint or not, I'll share one such example.
Okay.
Here's a value add. Everybody has a tough time taking in quality nutrients, protein, and carbohydrates in the nutritional desert that is America, right?
Right.
So, here's a solution. One example. Costco sells a product called Ancient Grains. It is a mix of five organic super grains, including spelt, kamut, corazon wheat, quinoa, and amaranth. It comes in two sleeves per box for a little north of $7. Now, you talk about a nutritional bargain. Check this out. Each sleeve contains 2,250 calories, 45 grams of complete protein, given quinoa has all of the essential amino acids.
Is that true? Quinoa does have all the essential amino acids? I didn't know that.
Yes, sir, it does. Unlike soy and other plant proteins,
right.
it is not lacking. There are 350 grams of carbs that are so complex they need to see a psychiatrist. They should sell it bundled with Charmin because there's a ton of fiber in there.
Okay. Okay.
And the fats are almost entirely healthy fats. So here's what I counsel to make your nutrition easy, economical, and portable. Mix four scoops of your favorite cold processed whey or caseinate into a sleeve. Place that in the Tupperware container with perhaps some strawberries or whatever toppings you'd like, perhaps a teaspoon or two of honey.
Raw honey, please.
Nature's perfect carbohydrate.
Right.
Mix that around. Done. You now have a base presto of 2,650 nutrient-dense calories. That's economical, healthy, and portable anywhere you go.
Yeah.
Total prep time and cleanup, about 10 minutes. Bottom line, for a little over $5 for that mix, most people's nutrient needs will be met for the day.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
It really is, because there are a million excuses not to eat well. And the biggest one I hear is, hey, by the time I get up in the morning, I don't have time to make breakfast, or I don't have time to eat it. And then you're at the mercy of what? The vending machine.
How long will that stay? Like, once you prepare it,
yep.
and preferably I'd rather see people boil the grains as opposed to putting them in the microwave. But how long will it keep once you mix it?
I can only speak from experience, but I don't even use a cold pack, and mine lasts all day. You know, the Tupperware container, you throw a half dozen ice cubes in there, and it's going to, do the job. I would imagine in a cold pack, Carl, it would last a lot longer.
Okay. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about amino acids.
Terrific.
Especially, we got a little feedback here. I may disconnect and call you back also during the break, okay?
Sure.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio. When I shut his mic off, the feedback goes away. It's definitely the phone he's on. We'll get him lined back up. We'll be right back with more of Superhuman Radio.
Don't blame on the sunshine. Don't blame on the moonlight. Don't blame on the good times. Blame on the day. Ooh. The night of the fights me. Somehow it dropped me.
Want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right. Buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The Triazole formula is built on a potent all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the Triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of Triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Sissies may want to stop listening now. Super DMZ is the most powerful legal compound available on the market today, bar none. Super DMZ will give you lean muscle and strength gains at comparable rates to the anabolic steroid Dianabol with none of the water retention or bloat. Super DMZ contains Superdrol dimethazine, not to be confused with other Superdrol knockoffs. Get Super DMZ while supplies last at ironmaglabs.com. Don't wait too long because Super DMZ is sure sure to be added to the government ban list. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
I've never felt a pump from taking a supplement. That's until I tried creatine nitrate from APS Nutrition. I expected to feel nothing, just like the NO supplements I had taken before. But this stuff really does work. Even taking below the recommended dose, I could feel the sensation of tighter muscles under the swelling effect of the pump. And the pump lasts for a few hours. It worked for me and I was a skeptic. Check out creatine nitrate by visiting APSNutrition.com today. Try it and you'll be a believer too.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Guess what? The Superhuman Radio Network is now a listed radio station on iTunes Radio. So if you use iTunes Radio to listen to different streams, you can now listen to talk radio programming all day long. You can listen to old episodes of Superhuman Radio. Check out the Superhuman Radio Network on iTunes Radio today. We're talking with Rob Regish about his book, The Blueprint, which comes in a 2.0 and 3.0, and I'm sure there's a 4.0 right around the corner. Rob, you mentioned earlier the combination of using GABA along with the branched-chain amino acids when fasting, and I'm just curious why GABA got into the mix. I know GABA raises growth hormone, but it also can make you lethargic, can't it, if you use it in large bolus doses?
Yes, sir, and that's the key. But I'll speak now to why we use it, why I think it's a good strategy, and then, if so inclined, if people do find it problematic, I'll offer an alternative. So looking at GABA, much like the ancient grains recipe tip that I just spoke to, it has three things that I'm a big fan of. It's simple, it is economical, and it is effective. So if we take a look at the research, some of the latest of which can be found on ergolog.com, I think it is, but also other places if you peruse the literature. GABA, in a dose of as little as 3 grams prior to training, can elevate growth hormone no less than 480%.
Right.
Now, that's one thing to say that. It's another thing to back it up with the study, and I do cite that in 3.0. Bonus, it is biologically active GH.
I have to ask you a question real quick.
Yes, sir.
The research that was done on GABA, which they used as much as 5 grams to increase growth hormone by 500%, that was done right before bed.
Yes, sir.
Is there a difference in response if you use it during the day versus before bed?
There certainly is. I see 3 different applications. First, if you're not training at all and you're just taking GABA throughout the day, I suspect there would be a GH release. However, it would be something on the order of quite a bit less than 480 or 500%. The second scenario is pre-training, and we know 3 grams elicits an increase in GH of about 480%. The third is just prior to sleep, and that particular study was done at the University of Milan in Italy, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
And showed a 550% increase in growth hormone. I am not as confident in that study as I am in the one pre-training. However, it does make sense that a larger GH release would be elicited at that time, because that's when the body gets into deep REM sleep, right? The first 90 minutes of sleep.
Right.
And so it's plausible. It's plausible.
Well, okay. Are there any noticeable changes in the way you feel when you take GABA pre-workout?
Yes, and I'm glad that you asked. For those unfamiliar with it, GABA can impart a rather unpleasant flushing feeling, not unlike niacin. You will, for example, especially when taking it on an empty stomach, as it crosses the blood-brain barrier, you will feel a tingling sensation.
Yeah, in the hands and feet, generally.
In the hands and feet, although I have experienced it elsewhere. And it can also make you a bit drowsy, which makes sense because it is an inhibitory amino acid in the brain. In time, I find that the body becomes acclimated to such things, and it's really not as problematic as one would think.
Okay. Okay.
So.
Oh, you know what? There's one other side effect of taking a dose of GABA, 3 grams or more, that some people will notice, but it goes away quickly, and it's a sense of shortness of breath upon what, if you take GABA on an empty stomach, and you notice this paresthesia in the hands and feet or any other periphery of the body, you may also notice the sensation like you can't get enough air in your lungs. It feels that way for maybe 30 seconds, 45 seconds, and then it goes away. So if you do experience that as well, that is a known side effect of taking a large dose of GABA.
Yeah, so I'm glad you mentioned that. That as well can be exacerbated when the individual panics, for lack of a better term.
Right.
So, you know, I usually counsel just be aware of it. It may happen, and it makes all the sense in the world to start with, say, perhaps a gram.
Right.
And then graduate up from there. Now, if individuals do find GABA problematic, it makes them drowsy, the flushing feeling is still there, then I would offer the following alternative. Glycine is a similar GH-boosting amino acid. There is as much, if not more, research, I believe, on glycine. And the nice part about glycine as well is, although GABA is tasteless in water, largely, glycine is one of the few amino acids that doesn't taste like Sasquatch droppings.
Right.
It actually has.
Actually, you can use glycine to sweeten things. It tastes like sugar a little bit.
It is. It has a very sweet taste to it. And people will find it quite palatable. The only problem is this, as with many amino acids, the optimal dosage for glycine is in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 grams. And taking that amount of glycine or any other amino acid out of the gate is, you will be very familiar with where all of the restrooms are, wherever you go.
It causes a phenomenon called osmotic diarrhea.
Yes. So, I guess we'll leave that there, but, you know, word to the wise, it does have that effect. But, again, it's one of many, but it is also probably the most economical solution.
Yeah. Very good. Okay, so what else will people learn that is new in the new version of the blueprint?
Well, I think what we're seeing is validation of some of my original theory, which was I took elements of Pete Sisko's static contraction training and Charles Stady's escalating density training.
Right.
Two absolutely fantastic training modalities. You need only get the frequency right, workout frequency, to make outstanding progress. My theory was such that once static contraction training teed the nervous system up, it would allow you to move more total tonnage done per unit of time, in other words, during EDT. So you had a situation where by using static holds first, very strong static holds, the message from the brain travels through the spinal cord, through each individual vertebrae, through a nerve to the muscle, telling it to contract maximally. You are now set up to perform your EDT PR zones, as Charles refers to them, or EDT blocks, whatever term you'd like to use.
Right.
And you will be able to use more total tonnage and therefore stimulate more hypertrophy by flip-flopping your alpha and beta strength. Static contractions in EDT in particular. However, as I found out, you have to very, very carefully arrange both of those such that your central nervous system does not burn out. And it is a very easy thing to do. I objectively measured this via a diagnostic that I came across that my chiropractor uses. It's called a thermal scan.
Mm-hmm.
And it measures the heat in each vertebrae, in other words, how well each vertebrae conducts the electrical message from the brain through the spinal cord and the vertebrae to the nerve, to the muscle. And it shows up as red, yellow, or green. Red being a blockage, yellow being something in the middle,
and green being the message is getting through loud and clear, much like the circuits and the circuit breakers in your house.
Right.
So it's no surprise to me when these guys are lighting up like Christmas trees and steamrolling through the gym and reporting PRs left and right, like Matter 2203. You know, he smashed four PRs in one workout.
So
he put 110 pounds, Carl, on his squat in one blueprint run.
Okay, so let me understand something. So what you're saying basically is that by utilizing a static contraction prior to actually doing your working sets, this is what elicits this great degree of strength?
It really does. And again, you know, static contraction training and Charles's escalating density training are not new. What is new is the creative twist that I put on them after consulting Pete Sisko. I did not consult Charles on this go-around. I likely will if 4.0 ever, you know, comes to light. I felt I knew it well enough. But, you know, these are well-known training modalities. What is new is the creative twist and the placement of each in the exercises that are used.
Interesting. Yeah, I didn't realize that. All right, look, we have to take our last commercial break. If you want to learn more about Rob Regisher's book, The Blueprint, you can go to Bodybuilding Supplements, SUPPLEMENTS.com. You can read up on it and you can order it there. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more of Rob Regish. And then later in the show, Marshall Brain will be discussing the benefits or the downsides of using deodorant versus antiperspirants. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
If I told you things I did before, told you how I used to.
That's the sound of 37 dumbbells. That's a lot of weight and a lot of wasted space when you can get the same thing done with just one set of power blocks. The new, quieter, urethane series power blocks with FlexPin technology are the heaviest and easiest to use quick change dumbbells on the market. Starting at just $149 a pair, power blocks can grow as your strength grows, all the way up to 130 pounds per dumbbell. Imagine a whole rack of dumbbells in the space of just one pair with power blocks. Go to powerblock.com today or call 800-651-1937. Power Block, the world's best dumbbell.
All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at orbitnutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit orbitnutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. orbitnutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at orbitnutrition.com. Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now. AgeForce introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal pack. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre and post workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse. CoQ10 and PQQ combined
combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio. Nowhere is performance enhancement more important than in the bedroom. That's why I use VIP from Geared Up Nutrition. VIP is a blend of herbal and botanical agents that maximize pleasure and performance, and it works for women too. In fact, VIP is so good you'll swear it's pharmaceutical, but it's not. And best of all, you only need one capsule about an hour before you're about to get passionate, and VIP works for up to 3 days. You can get VIP by going to veryintensepleasure.com. Try it once, and you'll buy it again and again. veryintensepleasure.com.
Listen strong. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. You can learn more about Rob Regish's book, The Blueprint for Big Muscle Building Results. Go to bodybuildingsupplements.com today. Rob, before the break, before the interview, I actually started telling you that I've been back in the gym training, and yesterday I was doing squats supersetted with deadlifts. Would that be the kind of movement that you would do with a EDT routine, or that those are not really... what's the word I'm looking for? Reciprocal type movements.
Well, they're great movements because you've got a quad dominant lift and a hip dominant lift, right? Now, personally speaking, I built my foundation that way. I know a lot of guys did. It's one hell of a cardiovascular workout as well for those that are unfamiliar with it. The one thing that is problematic, and this is how I hurt my back, is that it's a lot of work for the lower lumbars.
Yeah.
So, what I usually counsel is a piece of equipment that is gold, in my opinion. And it is referred to variously as the hip belt.
The hip what? You broke up there.
Hip belt.
Okay, the hip belt.
Yes, sir. There are two quality belts on the market. The first is made by IronMind, the original Super Squats hip belt. And the other is known as the Spud Squat Belt. And I usually send my guys to Dave Tate's site, EliteFitnessSystems.com. I've purchased both of those. I have used both of those. And just for the listeners, if you could, picture, rather than the barbell being on your back, the weight is suspended in between your legs.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at it. Well, here's what it is. It is a, it's almost like a belt that goes around your waist, but it has two straps that hang straight down, one in the front and one in the back. If you can imagine, one hanging down at your butt, below your butt, one hanging down below your pelvis. Yep. And there are loops on it that you can slide a bar through it. So the bar is actually going through your legs, so you're like a cross. You're, you know, instead of it going horizontally, it's going vertically across between your legs. So you're actually squatting exclusively with your hips. You're not putting anything on your back.
Yes, sir. Let me further save everybody some time, I guess, and aggravation. IronMind sells something called a 15-inch Olympic loading pin. This is a vertical pin that you can place weights on, and gone are the issues of balancing a barbell between your legs.
Yeah. Yeah.
I have had north of 700-800 pounds on that pin when performing partials. So here it is. Here's the shopping list. Pick up either the Spud squat belt or the IronMind squat belt, hip belt squat rather, and or the 15-inch Olympic loading pin. Two cinder blocks from your local hardware store, and you are in business. You will be squatting with weights that equal or exceed, once you learn the movement, your traditional barbell squat, and there is zero vertical compression of the spine. If anything, there is a beneficial tractioning of the spine. I have had guys with major, major disc issues use this pain-free. You can also use it for your weighted chins, weighted dips, and your sled dragging.
Now, let me ask you a question. If a person, like, I'm much stronger in the deadlift than I am in the squat right now.
Yes.
So I have to assume that my back is working a lot harder in both lifts than my legs are. Otherwise, my squat would be equally as strong. This looks like it really focuses on the legs.
It focuses not just on the legs, but depending upon what you do with the movement, you can use it to accentuate the hamstrings, the buttocks, the hips. It's extremely versatile. And I have let's just put it this way, I've gone to some great lengths to make sure that some future world record holders don't come down with back injuries due to the total tonnage that they're moving in both squats and deadlifts.
Right.
I mean, let's face it. You know, your back at age 20 or 25 or 30 is not the same back that you're going to have at age 41.
Right, right.
You know, you're going to be, myself, you're going to be looking for tips from Carl Lenore about inversion boards. Thank you very much. I pick one up. I play it again in sports. I got to tell you, brother, they're everything you said they were and more, so thank you.
Now, tell me, how long are you – you emailed me one day and said, how long is too long to be inverted? And I actually answered you on the show one day. I played your voicemail and answered the question on one of the Casual Fridays, and I said – you know, if you can be inverted for an hour, do it. If you can do it, how long are you up to now?
I got to tell you, man, I'm just short of an hour. Really? I'm at 50 minutes right now. I have zero issues with too much blood to my head. The worst that I've come down with so far is, you know, your nose will get, I guess, a little stuffed up.
Yes, your nose gets stuffed, right?
But I absolutely love it, Carl. I can actually feel and sometimes hear. The vertebrae pop, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
You know, as you are tractioned, and the pressure just comes off your spine. Now, it's something that, yes, you need to ease into.
Yes.
Like everything else, but, I love it. My son loves it. You know.
Rob, are you hanging completely straight up and down so that your back isn't even touching the back of the board any longer?
Yeah, you know, I do get to that point, but one of the other things I find of value, Carl, is to tilt myself not all the way back upright again, but perhaps flat.
Right.
And also move the arms around such that the tractioning effect is a little different as you move your arms in front of your body.
Yeah, or if you let your arms hang at your head so they're touching the floor and it pulls the weight even more
through
your body. Yeah, I know. It's a great thing. I've been without my inversion table since I left Phoenix, but I am going to get one in the next week or so because I really miss it a lot. I really do.
It was a great tip, just like you instructed, Carl. I went to my local Play It Again sports store. They were very helpful, and for half the price of a new board, I have a quality inversion board. And let's be honest, it's just so nice to be able to do something for yourself. That doesn't require a trip to the gym, a trip to the chiropractor, or a trip to the doctor.
Well, forget about that. What you're doing for your brain is profound. The evidence will be in years from now when you start to age and your brain still functions perfectly. I'll tell you something else that I've discovered, and I'm really looking to get somebody on the show to work with me on this. But I'm completely convinced that the effects of sitting in a sauna at 150 degrees plus for a half hour and then jumping into an ice cold shower elicits such a profound mammalian breath hold response that I'm pretty convinced that it is opening up all the blood vessels in the brain. I did a show a few years ago with a gentleman whose name I can't remember right now. He's written about 70 different books about cognition. And he told me that underwater swimming is one of the best things you can do to promote longevity of the brain because of the mammalian breath hold response. Well, when you get out of a hot sauna and jump in an ice cold shower, you are gasping. What it is your body wants to hold its breath. And it's like you're gasping. You're kind of trying to keep breathing, but your body wants to, that is the most profound, type of mammalian breath hold response I've ever seen. And yeah, I have to believe that promotes profound things to happen in the brain as well.
There's no question, Carl, that alternating hot and cold showers in the environment itself is beneficial. You can go back to, this is seen in the former Soviet literature, Rick Brunner, I think it is. I don't know if you remember him. He ran Atletica.
Oh, yes. I do know.
Yeah. Back in the late 1980s when I started scratching around in the former Eastern Bloc literature, God bless him. I don't know where he is today. Last I knew it was Montana. But he and I had spent many hours corresponding and or discussing such things. And, yes, this is something else that doesn't cost a penny and that you can experiment with post-workout, and I'm willing to bet you're going to see a benefit.
And you know, when you stack all these things together, when you stack the training protocols, the nutritional protocols, the supplemental protocols that are in the blueprint, and you combine them with these types of things, inversion, hot and cold contrasting showers post-workout, that's when the body responds the best. It's when everything is dialed in,
That's what drug-free muscle is. You know, let's face it, you know it and I know it. There is no safety net when you're not using drugs. You need to be doing almost everything right all of the time.
Right.
And there is no magic bullet. I don't sell magic beans. My guys will tell you straight up. It is a combination of the information that I bring to the table, all of the tips and tricks, and more importantly, their hard work.
Okay, look, we got to take this to the end of the show. Rob Regish, as always, thanks for being on the show today. Those of you who want to learn more about Rob's works, go to bodybuildingsupplements.com. Okay, now go pay attention to Nicholas Maximus.
Okay, brother, listen, thanks to you, everybody at Superhuman Radio, and especially Dr. Connolly, it's great to be back talking drug-free muscle.
Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again soon, okay, Rob?
Thank you, Carl.
All right. So stay tuned. When we come back, we're going to have Marshall Brain on. I promise you, those of you who don't think this is an important discussion, it is. If you're using antiperspirant, you're stopping your body from sweating. Does that really sound like a smart thing to do? We're going to find out in a couple minutes. Stay tuned. Six-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to, is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited. If you want to be superhuman, you can't eat junk. Finally, there's a protein bar that isn't just candy in disguise. Quest protein bars have 20 grams of protein, 4 to 5 grams of non-fiber carbs, and the only bars on the market with no sugar or sugar alcohols. I've never promoted a protein bar before, but these are delicious and unlike any other protein bars you've ever tried before. They're so good that Quest Nutrition is giving away 2 free bars to all my listeners, even free shipping. Go to superhumanradio.com right now and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to try them today.
Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate, and you can save 5% off the already low, low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Age Force introduces the first ever nitric oxide booster plus advanced post-workout recovery formula in a two-stage transdermal patch. Stage 1 releases its nitric oxide boosting formula directly into the bloodstream the minute you apply it, and continues to deliver a powerful nitric oxide boost during your workout. Stage 2 is delayed time release, so the post-recovery formula starts after your workout. Go to ageforce.com and check out the new pre- and post-workout patch and get 50% off any order with the promo code SHROX. Save 50% when you use coupon code SHROX.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. My guest this hour has been on the show before, and he's done some profound things for us in enlightening us the best way to get a good shave. His name is Marshall Brain. He was the founder of How Stuff Works, a website that was probably one of the most popular websites in the United States for a long time. And also, he's well known as being the host of the TV show on the National Geographic Channel, Factory Floor. How you doing, Marshall?
I'm great. How are you today?
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay. You know, this has been something that I every now and then I think, you know, I've got to do a show about that. I've got to do a show about that. Who do I talk to about this? Because I've always wondered, you know, is it natural to keep the body from sweating? This is obviously something civilized people don't want body odor to offend others. I remember the TV commercials back in the day when I was a kid, not to give my age away. And, you know, that's when the first idea that body odor was offensive to other people. And I've always wondered, you know, deodorant or antiperspirant, is there dangers with antiperspirant? First of all, Marshall, do you know how antiperspirants actually keep our bodies from sweating?
Yes. So imagine that there were a molecule that could get into your sweat gland. And we might want to, you know, in a minute, go back and talk about what a sweat gland is.
Please.
Or not.
Sure.
But imagine that there was a molecule that could get into the tiny hole at the end of a sweat gland and essentially mix with water and form a little plug over that hole so the sweat gland can't emit any fluid. That's what an antiperspirant is.
Okay, and so you know, I always like to reduce things to automotive illustrations. So when I was a kid, what you would do to your neighbor's tailpipe is you'd shove a potato in it, push it in, and your neighbor would be able to start his car and even get about a half a block away, but then the congestion buildup of the burned fuel not allowing the engine to aspirate would make the engine stall, and then your father would find that you did it and he'd give you a beating. You know what I mean? So that's how that always worked out. So basically what you're talking about here is that antiperspirant basically clogs the sweat gland.
Yes, it plugs it up and prevents sweat from coming out.
Does that mean that it prevents sweat from being formed?
Well, no. The gland is still getting the signal, and it is able to do its thing, but there's no... I mean, your analogy is perfect. There's a potato in the end of it, and it can't come out.
So, okay, does the body have a negative feedback loop that when the sweat gland says, look, the liquid is not exiting, so shut me off?
I'm drying here. No, it's more like, we can go back to your automotive analogy again. The engine is putting out the exhaust, but there's nowhere for it to go, and eventually it just kind of stalls out. And you could think of the sweat gland being in that same position.
That's not a good thing.
Well, you know, if you think about how many millions of people use antiperspirant, it can't be that bad a thing because it's pretty harmless.
Okay.
But, you know, there are several molecules that will have that plugging effect that we've discovered so far.
Is one of them an aluminum based molecule?
Yeah, the most famous one from TV commercials is aluminum chlorohydrate.
That was the one. I remember that.
Yeah. But there's 3 or 4 aluminum derivatives. There are other ways to solve the problem, especially if you are one of the poor folks who, you know, sweat profusely in your underarms, say, and you have to change your shirt 3 times a day or something like that. I mean, if you have that problem, then there are other solutions besides trying to plug up the sweat gland. And You know, you can have nerves severed, you can inject Botox, you can, you know, there's a whole range of things you can
really
try.
They're using Botox now for people who with hyperhidrosis.
Yeah, if you have really bad underarm sweating problems, you can have Botox injected, and it basically blocks the nerve signal that tells those sweat glands to do their thing. And so since they never get the signal, they don't do anything.
I'm fast learning that Botox is the duct tape of the medical world. I can't believe the various things that they're using Botox for today. It's just unbelievable. It's like everything. So, okay. How long does the antiperspirant molecule keep the pore plugged up? Is there a time limit, or does it unplug eventually?
Well, it will unplug eventually because skin is pretty active stuff. I mean, we're sloughing off skin all the time, so it's being replaced and so on. So you can wash it off when you take a shower, or it'll eventually wear off, or it'll get pushed out, or it has a 6-hour, 8-hour. You always hear commercials talking about 12-hour coverage and all that sort of thing.
Right, so. Gotcha. Sure. Okay. So, in your research, is there any linkage between antiperspirants and any type of lymph fluid backup or problems?
Well, there's lots of discussion about antiperspirants and health. And you're talking about one. A lot of natural sites will talk about the fact that you're blocking the secretion of toxins from your system.
True.
There was a lot of concern about antiperspirants and Alzheimer's because of the potential link between Alzheimer's and aluminum.
Right.
And so on. But almost all of that has pretty much been studied and put to rest. I don't think there's any major medical arms that are talking about, major health problems with antiperspirants.
I guess especially if you're just spraying them under your arms. I mean, I remember when I was a kid, there was a rumor that I never knew if it was true or not. In the making of the James Bond movie Goldfinger, they painted the girl with gold paint and her complete body, and she died because it was just such a large area. Her skin was smothered or something like that. And I guess if you're doing this under your arms, the dangers are different than if you were to spray it on your entire body, for instance.
Right. People, especially people who are on TV, like in the news or something like that, they'll use it on their faces to try to avoid perspiration under the lights.
Really?
And stuff. Yeah, you can use it in spot treatment kind of stuff. It is not uncommon to use it as a base before you put on makeup if you're in TV.
Wow, that's amazing.
It's a you get under a bunch of lights, especially in the summer, and your face starts sweating.
Oh,
and
I always wondered about that. That makes perfect sense.
Yes, politicians do this a lot. So.
Yeah, I bet. And their hand and their palms too, I bet. So your palms don't sweat when you're shaking hands. That's another one.
Yeah.
I wanted to hate antiperspirant. I so wanted you to say, "Oh, it's terrible. It causes breast cancer and all that sort of stuff," but it seems to be fairly innocuous, huh?
Anything that's being used by, pick a number in the United States, 100 million people or something like that, and it's been in use for how many decades,
right?
And if it was going to cause significant problems, we'd know about it by now. So, but the whole body odor thing is kind of separate from the sweat thing. So you have the perspiration, and for example, you have two different kinds of sweat glands in your body. You have the kind that cool you off, which is what's on your arms and your skin in general, and then you have the sweat glands under your arms where they actually produce extra chemicals in the sweat. So kind of a fatty substance is secreted with the sweat.
They're sebaceous glands, correct?
You have extra chemicals being emitted under your arms, and that is where bacteria come and feed on those extra chemicals and cause a lot of the odor. But there's you know, there's a school of thought that you can actually reduce your body odor with your diet.
Okay. Here, I want to do this. Because this is radio. I got to keep people interested here. I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to have Marshall discuss with us maybe some dietary tips on cutting back on body odor. If you want to learn more about Marshall Brain, you can go to his website, which is marshallbrain.com. Stay tuned. You're listening to Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your miracle noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
When you take real performance-enhancing supplements, your body is placed under a lot of stress. Your organs need support. If you had to take a supplement for each of the potential side effects, estrogen conversion, blood pressure, liver protection, cholesterol control, water retention, androgen receptor upregulation, kidney function, and much more, you'd have to break the bank just to pay for it all. That's until Need to Build Muscles N2 Guard. N2 Guard does all of this and more. It's the only real cycle support supplement that you'll ever need. Look, if your organs are important to you, buy N2 Guard today at needtobuildmuscle.com. Mike Mahler is one of the most sought-after teachers in the world of kettlebell training. Whether your goal is greater strength, speed, mental toughness, or fat loss, you'll come away with newfound knowledge. His seminars play to sold-out crowds. Now you can attend one of the most exciting, life-changing strength and conditioning seminars in the world. Seminars are scheduled for Denver, Tacoma, Washington, Washington, D.C., Las Vegas, Hawaii, and Miami. These will not be repeat engagements, so don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Go to MikeMahler.com today and book your seat. That's Mike, MAHLER.com. Space is very limited.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's OPResource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net.
Muscle and joint pain can slow your progress to a screeching halt. That's why I use Kodiak Chiropractic Cream. Kodiak Cream won't hinder muscle growth while reducing pain and inflammation, because Kodiak Cream uses only non-pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory agents proven to halt inflammation and relieve pain instantly. Kodiak Cream is great if you suffer from fibromyalgia or osteoarthritis as well. Get your Kodiak Cream today by clicking the banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Kodiak Cream. It's the only thing I use to manage pain, and you should too.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler, and now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
More good news for those of us out there drinking raw unpasteurized milk. If you go to Dr. Andro's blog today at Supversity, SUPPVERSITY.blogspot.com, you'll find out that the vitamin B12 absorbed from raw unpasteurized milk is more bioavailable than that of meat. So those of you who don't like to eat red meat and you're afraid you're going to be vitamin B12 deficient, look for raw unpasteurized milk in your area. We're talking this hour with Marshall Brain. We're talking about antiperspirant versus deodorant. And right before the break, Marshall was about to shed some light on nutritional strategies that perhaps could enhance the ability to control body odor. Like, are we talking about simple things like just don't eat garlic?
Well, that is a great thing to start with, because that causes whole body odor for some people. There's definitely some kind of link there for some of us. So, made the claim that if you reduce the consumption of certain foods, that that can reduce the amount of body odor you produce. And two of the foods that come up when you have that discussion are hard cheeses and red meat, which you just mentioned a second ago. So the idea is that perhaps these foods, for some people, put chemicals into your system that then increase the amount of body odor you have. So if you were to have a big problem with body odor, you might try juggling your diet around and just see if you can find any correlation between certain foods and the amount of body odor that you're noticing.
What are the chemicals that are resident in hard cheese and red meats that would promote body odor?
I don't have the slightest idea.
Okay. All right, I was just curious. Yeah, because I guess that you also have to look at where the red meat is coming from, too. Is it naturally raised, grass-fed beef, for instance, versus grain and corn-fed beef? Because you have a myriad of things that pass through to the person who is eating red meat from one versus the other. But,
sure.
Okay, so for those of us, I really don't have a body odor problem, quite frankly. And I've always abstained from using antiperspirant because I believe, for my personal lifestyle, that it's unnatural to keep my body from sweating. My body wants to sweat for a reason, and the last thing I want to do is keep it from sweating any more than I want to keep myself from breathing. So I use deodorant. Are there any potential downsides from deodorant? I recently learned, Marshall, that anything that has a fragrance has phthalates as the carrier or the vehicle for those fragrances. Are you familiar with phthalates, Marshall?
Not with the harmful side of them.
Phthalates have been discovered to be anti-androgens. They have a greater affinity to the androgen receptor than even androgens themselves, and they block the uptake of androgens, and they are responsible in nature for the feminization of fish, for instance.
Okay.
So phthalates are very harmful, right up there with PCBs. They are endocrine disruptors. And I just learned that all of these, spray fragrances that we use to freshen the bathroom up with, and also these plug-in heated fragrances that we use to freshen the house up and give it that nice homey smell, they're actually raining phthalates down on us. The phthalates are also found in plastics. They make plastics more pliable and flexible. So now every time I think of fragrance in general, I think, my goodness, because what I discovered was phthalates are the perfect vehicle for fragrance. For some reason, they encapsulate a fragrance and keep it fresher longer. So it's able to burst into the air, if you will. So now every time I smell a fragrance, I think, oh, I'm exposing myself to phthalates. I'm even thinking that about my deodorant now.
Right. So the difference between a deodorant and an antiperspirant is that a deodorant is simply a fragrance of some kind, and an antiperspirant is trying to actually stop the smell. So I guess, when you look at your fragrance, you could probably find a natural form that is using something, like isopropyl alcohol or something like that is the carrier, but I think you're right about the long-lastingness of it, that if you use a simpler vehicle to carry the fragrance, you're going to not have a fragrance that lasts as long.
Exactly.
So, fragrances in general, unless they're really naturally derived, like a lot of the perfumes are created by picking flowers and actually taking the scent from the flowers and so on. But when you start getting into chemical fragrances, you're well beyond that. And the same folks who are kind of worried about antiperspirants are kind of worried about the general fragrance molecules that are being used, never mind the chemicals you're talking about. So there are a couple of things that would probably cause you to be cautious around deodorants, but again, when you look at the millions and millions of people who are using them, you have to think it's a pretty small effect.
I've been requested to ask you a question by this question is posed by Elisa Profumo. She is a co-host on my show on Fridays, she read a long time ago and has always suspected that antiperspirants could be linked to some form of breast cancer because of the proximity of the underarm because of the unnaturalness of making the underarm not sweat. Were you able to find anything in your research about breast cancer and antiperspirants at all?
You will find material about that, and it's the same. You know, it runs in that same category as antiperspirants and Alzheimer's and so on, but there hasn't been a definitive link that's been proven, and that's why the chemicals are still available. So until someone can basically prove it with lab animals or with human studies that are statistical or something, there just hasn't been any smoking gun that has proven an effect yet.
The concern for body odor is something that occurred during the civilization of our nation.
Yes, around 1880, I believe, we started to get concerned about it.
Really? And so around 1880, what did people do when they didn't have access to these fine chemical products to control body odor?
Well, perfume's been around for a long time, and, you know, you just, for one thing, you have to understand that people became more easily offended by small things over time as hygiene improved. So there was a time when none of us cared because everybody smelled the same way.
Right.
And that was just how it was. But then bathe every day, then you don't smell bad, and that is a mark of honor, shall we say. And so then everybody, in the same way that once some people had white bread, everybody wanted white bread.
Right.
And once everybody had, you know, once somebody had clear windows, everybody wants clear windows. It's just the keeping up with the Joneses thing causes us all not to want to smell. So around 1880, I believe, the first deodorant came out. The first fragrance intended for your underarms was produced. It was called Mum. And it later evolved into, I believe, if you were to look at its evolution, it evolved into Ban. That's where the brand name Ban came from. So, you know, so that's, once, when we talked about this in shaving as well, once something gets an ad campaign behind it, then it becomes a mass market kind of universal consciousness thing. So in shaving, nobody cared about beards until somebody started advertising that you shouldn't have a beard. And with body odors, the same way.
So how do you like that? So no one really cared until people started marketing and saying, you know, this is offensive to other people. And we didn't know
exactly.
That. Exactly. No one thought about that before.
Right. It's the somebody creates a product and now they push that product's message out there, and we're all educated in this new way to offend each other, and we don't want to offend each other. And so, advertising has a huge effect on us in that sort of way.
I was just thinking when you were saying that. So really, the destruction of society eventually will be able to be blamed on advertising. So, I mean, it's coming to that. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk about something I learned when I was starting to read up on antiperspirants, deodorants, and body odor. We're talking with Marshall Brain. You can learn more about Marshall by going to his website, marshallbrain.com. We'll be right back. 6-Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab, the gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-Oxo progesterone. 6-Oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today. Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach,
lead. Protein is the building block of muscle. Protein-rich diets have been shown to not only be heart healthy, but also burn body fat through the thermogenic effect of protein in the digestive process. But getting enough protein each day isn't easy. That's why I use True Protein from TrueProtein.com. TrueProtein.com has an incredible variety of flavors. My favorite is chocolate coconut. And you can even create your own custom blend. Mix whey, casein, and egg, or throw in a little beef isolate. And you can save 5% off the already low price when you use the coupon code SHRADIO. Visit TrueProtein.com today and let them know Carl sent you.
Introducing AgeForce Testo 100, the first testosterone booster in a transdermal time-release patch. Produced in FDA-certified labs, Testo 100 bypasses digestion and delivers its testosterone-boosting formula directly into the bloodstream. That's a huge advantage over oral testosterone supplements. Testo 100 patches raise testosterone levels throughout the day to elevate libido, energy, and maximize muscle-building, fat-burning effects without suppressing normal testosterone production. For a limited time, Superhuman Radio listeners can save 50% off Testo 100 by going to ageforce.com and using the coupon code SHR4. Don't wait. Go to AGEFORCE.com and use code SHR4 and save 50% now.
Hey, this is Carl. You know, quite often you're forced to choose between price and quality when it comes to purchasing peptides for research purposes. But you don't have to do that any longer, because now there's opresource.net. At OP Resource, you will find the finest authentic peptides available anywhere at the best prices available anywhere. I only trust my research to opresource.net, and you should too. Check them out today. opresource.net. CoQ10 is known to ramp up mitochondrial function. PQQ is documented to increase mitochondrial biogenesis and size. Now get two of the most advanced anti-aging supplements in a single capsule. Brought to you by Dr. Peter Rouse, CoQ10 and PQQ combined will give your body the mitochondrial energy and production that you need. And to make this offer even better, Superhuman Radio listeners get 20% off when you call 310-895-5385 and mention that you heard it on Superhuman Radio.
Build muscle, burn fat. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Marshall, do you remember the, I don't know if you did this when you were a kid, but when we were a kid, we used to play a game called Ring Around the Rosie. You remember
okay.
that? Okay.
I do.
Ring Around the Rosie, pocket full of posy, ashes, all fall down. Okay. What I learned about Ring Around the Rosie was that was a game that came about as a result of the Black Death or the Black Plague. When people got the Black Plague, they had oozing open wounds in their armpits and groin area, and they had a terrible, terrible stench to their bodies, so they would put flowers in their pockets to try to cover the smell. That's where Ring Around the Rosie, their faces would get all rosy red, pocket full of posies, ashes all fall down, they would die, and then their bodies would be burned. Isn't that,
I'm glad I missed that whole period.
Isn't that a grotesque thing that kids would, that was their game that they would play, dancing around in the streets, Ring Around the Rosie, pocket full of posies?
Yeah, but the grim fairy tales aren't the nicest things.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Putting kids in ovens and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Really isn't the, I know, but they're aptly named Grimm.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Why do we do this to our children? I don't know.
Yeah. But anyway, so obviously, odor or trying to, the approach of trying to cover up bad odor is something that has been around for a long time. As my co-host, Elisa Profumo, her name translates in Italian to perfume.
Interesting.
And she's actually examined her family tree, I mean, generations and generations back. And I said, back in the day, people were named for what they did. Like, I have a good friend whose last name is Pignatano, and that basically means iron worker or metal worker in Italian.
Okay.
And so Profumo, I says, your relatives probably made perfume back in the Arc Ages, and that's where they got that as a surname. So
we've been doing it a long time.
Yeah, we've been trying to cover up body odor for a very, very long time, but it's not. Is it something that people should even be concerned of? I mean, most people today shower every day.
Right.
I forget to put my deodorant on periodically, and I don't think that I offend anybody. Is it really even necessary to use these products any longer if we're showering every day?
Well, I guess the two thoughts I would have are it might be more important in the summer than the winter, just because of weather effects. And some people experience problems with it to a great extent more than other people. So if you're in the category of people who, you know you produce more body odor than the norm, then it is something you have to worry about. And, simply because people are easily offended these days. So you sort of have to monitor your own body's activities. And if it's a problem, then thankfully there are just this huge range of possible solutions to address the problem. And I guess that's one of the better things about living in modern society than back when the Black Plague was affecting us.
There you go. So in your humble opinion, well, first of all, do you wear deodorant or antiperspirant?
I tend not to, but, if I know I'm going to be in a high stress or important situation, I will tend to use deodorant, yes. I don't use antiperspirant because it causes a really bad reaction for me.
What kind of reaction does it cause?
It causes a rash.
Ah, okay.
When I use antiperspirant. So I just tend to stay away from that.
And in your opinion, do you think that people need to fear antiperspirants unless they are getting an acute reaction as you do, which obviously you shouldn't use it. But if you're not reacting to it, in your opinion, do you think that there's anything to worry about?
I don't think there's any scientifically credible evidence for any serious problems from antiperspirants or from deodorants at this time.
Okay. All right, I want to get off track for a second. I was cruising around your website, which is a very cool website. For those of you who have not been there, you've got to go there, marshallbrain.com. And I started to just glean over the writings about Robotic Nation. Tell my audience a little bit about your writings about Robotic Nation.
Well, we are going on a tangent here, aren't we?
Yeah, no, I know, but this is interesting.
All right. Well, if you wanted to summarize it down to 10 words, the idea is that we are developing all this robotic technology right now, and forever we've been told robots are going to be able to do amazing things for human beings, like they're going to clean our houses and so on. And it hasn't really happened for a long time, but we're coming to the point where it is going to start to happen, and we can kind of see the seeds of that in, for example, when Watson won Jeopardy recently, or when we look at the robots that are being deployed in factories now. And when we look at the recession we're recovering from right now, a lot of the joblessness, long-term joblessness we're seeing is being caused by automation. And so the idea of Robotic Nation is, this automation is coming. So what are we as a society going to do about it? Let it unemploy everybody, or half of us, or a large number of the people in the population, and then they go on welfare or something? Or are we going to try to redesign society to take advantage of the robots and actually make them beneficial as they take over more and more jobs?
Now, there's a reason why I asked you to talk about this. Do you know what? There was a recent robotic invention. It was just this month, actually. Let me see what the date of this is. It was June 28th. There was a new robotic creation. You know what it was? In line with our show. Think about our show, what we're talking about.
Okay. There's a robot that is able to sniff out something about body odor.
Well, close. Kevin Grennan created a robotic armpit to study. I know. To study the way odors and chemicals from the body are produced.
Okay.
So the first robotic armpit was created. I'm wondering if they're going to be using antiperspirants or deodorant on it. That's the real important question there. But anyway, now that's why when I saw that thing about Robot Nation, I wanted to ask you about that because I thought it was funny that they made a big to-do about a robotic armpit being created.
There is so much happening in robotics, it boggles the mind. It's amazing. We really will look on this as like the breaking point where it just went from very few robots that we see around us to, there will be a day where there will be robots everywhere.
I can tell you where that we need robots now. I'm being sincere about what I'm about to say.
Okay.
Judges and politicians. Lawmakers and judges. And I'll tell you why.
Go for
Anybody who's ever been involved in any judicial process knows that judges are not judicious. They do not apply laws even-handedly. They have agendas. They have the normal human biases. They walk into the courts with them. Try as they may sever themselves from those biases, they cannot. And I don't think human beings should be judging other human beings. I think machines should judge because machines use algorithms and processes that they do time and time again exactly the same way, so they're fair-handed. They would treat this situation like that situation and not differently. And I think that lawmakers should be robots as well, because a robot would not be stimulated by a trip to Fiji to gain a vote.
If a
robotic lawmaker was sitting at a table and a lobbyist sat down in front of it and said, "I'll give you $50,000 to vote yes on the production of GMO corn in Saudi Arabia," the robot would not even blink. That doesn't compute, Will Robinson, and that's it. Go away.
Right.
So I think I can see robots doing those things, judges and lawmakers, for sure.
Right. Did you see the thing about judges ruling differently, like if they, right after lunch?
Yes.
Like there are time of day differences in the way.
Yes. Because that's the same way as a police officer. Everybody knows the best time to get stopped by a cop is during the changing of the shifts, 4 a.m., 12. You know what I mean? Because he's on his way back to check out. He doesn't want to have to start writing a ticket now. He just wants to get back in, take his hat off and his clothes off, and get off the job. Yes.
Yeah.
And that. But see, this is a pet peeve of mine. In the area of judges, that should not be the case. And it is. And you can't. And I don't blame judges. They're just human, just like you or I. So you cannot expect them to be even-handed and judicious or fair. There's no such thing as fairness or justice when a human being is doing the job, period. A machine should do that. A calculator. A calculator is always going to take these numbers and make them that number, but a judge will not. So I that's where I can see robots working.
And now we have to come up with something for judges to do now that we're going to unemploy all of them.
I say we make judges who have been judges in the past but have been relieved by machines sniff robotic armpits to find the ones that don't work any longer. So that's my vote right there.
I see.
Listen, I don't think we can beat this horse any longer. We've covered it as best as we can. Marshall, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Good luck in all your future endeavors, and please, I'll find new reasons to have you back on, okay?
I love it, and thanks so much.
Okay. All right, thank you very much. And also, I want to thank Rob Regish for coming on during the first half of the show, talking about caloric zigzagging and how it can help you reach your recomposition goals. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household. Six Oxo is back thanks to Iron Mag Lab. The
gold standard for testosterone boosting and estrogen reduction that all other over-the-counter aromatase inhibitors are compared to is 6-oxoprogesterone. 6-oxo is the active ingredient in the new E-Control RX from Iron Mag Labs. Iron Mag Labs has resurrected the beast that has been clinically shown to raise free testosterone by as much as 226%. As men age, estrogen rises and testosterone drops. E-Control RX can help reverse this from happening. E-Control RX is suitable for post-cycle therapy to jumpstart natural testosterone production. Get E-Control RX today. Go to ironmaglabs.com today.
If you're like me, you avoid the insulin spike from eating pasta, but not anymore. Miracle Noodle is the world's first no-calorie, no-carbohydrate noodle. You heard me right. Now you can enjoy pasta dishes and stay on your low-carb diet. They have fettuccine, linguine, rigatoni, and more. Even angel hair pasta is now a no-calorie, no-carb food. And Miracle Noodle tastes great. So go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Miracle Noodle banner ad to learn more about how you can start enjoying pasta again, even when you're dieting. Find your Miracle Noodle at superhumanradio.com today.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you have ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like illegal agents, but rest assured, there are no banned substances in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB legend Flex Wheeler. And now you can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today. All of your favorite supplements are waiting for you at the best prices and fastest customer service at OrbitNutrition.com. Even some of the more popular supplements advertised right here on Superhuman Radio. They carry All-American EFX, LG Sciences, and Primordial Performance products at the best prices on the net. Visit OrbitNutrition.com today and check out their complete line. Give them a chance to fill your order. You won't be disappointed. OrbitNutrition.com. The best supplements in the universe are at OrbitNutrition.com.
The Isolator will change the way you work out forever. We've all imagined how it would be if there was an apparatus that would eliminate the hands, forearms, biceps, and triceps from training chest, back, and shoulder muscles. Well, now you can with the Isolator. The Isolator does exactly what it says. It allows you to isolate muscles to get a better, more intense workout. And they're so versatile, they work with machines or free weights. You have to see the Isolator to believe it. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Isolator Fitness banner ad today. The Isolator, the only way to train.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.